We continue our learning Leilu Nishmas Hinilas El Yochum HaKohen David Menachem Murush Mecham Yaakov and Pidchas Elio. We're in Shvias Perak Vav Mishnah Dalet. We remind ourselves of the Isra of Sfichin. Midoraisa Shmita produce, you're allowed to eat. There's no prohibition in eating Shmita produce. However, when it came to grains and vegetables, the Chachamim made Gzeira that were afraid that you're not permitted to eat the svichim, the aftergrowths, because we're afraid, and there are certain limitations to that prohibition, but because we're afraid people may actually plant the vegetables or the grains that year and cultivate the field, plant them, and then harvest them, and claim that they're svichim, they're aftergrowths, they're from, they kind of grew on their own. That does not apply to fruit, because fruit, if you plant it in the Shemitah year, you wouldn't be able to harvest it in the Shemitah year. So that's the Isser of Svichin, which is an Isser Drabanon. And our Mishnah here is going to ask the question of, when I'm coming to the marketplace, how do I know that the vegetables that I'm buying, how do I know whether they're no longer Shemitah produce, fish Shemitah vegetables, and I'm permitted to buy them? Or maybe they are Shemitah vegetables, and the Isser of Svichin, the Isser Drabanon, would apply. So the Mishnah says like this: Me'imasai mutar adam likach yorok b'motzei shvius. A person is coming in the eighth year, and he'd like to know, since Shemitah vegetables are usur to be eaten midurabanan because of the issur of svichin, so I want to know whether or not that which I'm buying in the eighth year are actually eighth year vegetables or not Shemitah vegetables. So, in fact, in the fifth parak we discussed this regarding luf, which is a type of onion. Now we're dealing with vegetables in general. So the Mishnah says this is how it works. Mishayase kayotse bo. When vegetables are comparable ones of have been produced, which means when the vegetables of the crop that has been planted in the eighth year actually are of the same size and are now in the marketplace, so now you're allowed to buy produce in the marketplace. So, because there's a very good likelihood that the vegetables you're buying are eighth year vegetables and not seventh year vegetables. And that's why, and he can actually make that assumption. That's why this is allowed. It's quite possible that which you're buying is eighth year vegetables. In addition to that, you could say even vegetables, let's say that began growing during the Shemitah year, we could say that it's still okay. Once the eighth year vegetables of the same size are available in the market. Because if there was a vegetable that continued growing, so it must have added enough eighth year growth into it that it exceeds the Shemitah growth. And therefore it's going to be batel l'rov and it's going to be acceptable as well. So either way that should be okay. Now, one thing that we have to be mindful of is that we have spoken in the past that when I have vegetables picked in the eighth year, we should really allow them without question. Why? Because we mentioned in the second parak, if a vegetable that begins growing in one year is picked in the next year, how do we classify the vegetable by the year that it's picked? So any vegetable picked in the eighth year should be allowed. So that's when it comes to us. So the answer is that's if it's picked. But if I go to the marketplace, I don't know whether it's been picked in the eighth year or not. Maybe this was picked in the seventh year. Just because it's in the marketplace in the eighth year doesn't mean it was picked at that time. And that's why we have to take into account this rule. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah continues. Asa habakir hutar ha'afil. If the early produce that's been ripened is ready, so then hutar ha'afil, the late ones are allowed. What does that mean? So let's say you have certain species of vegetables that ripen a lot quicker in certain locations than others. So it's possible that in the area where that produce vegetables ripen early, right? So then my eighth year planting, that which I planted in the eighth year actually is already and is comparable in size to the seventh year, to any of the seventh year produce, then it would be okay. Meaning if it was seventh year produce, it wouldn't be a problem, be okay. Because in this particular location, the eighth year produce has reached that size. Problem is in other locations, the eighth year produce has not reached that size. So the Mishnah here is telling us that we have Asabakir. Once in certain locations, they've ripened to the point, the eighth year produce has ripened to that size of that which potentially was in the seventh year. So then all the produce is okay and there's no problem at all. Others say that that a person can even buy vegetables that you knew grew, began growing in the seventh year, as long as somewhere, right, in some location, the eighth year produce, the eighth year vegetable species has vegetables of that size. That's also, which is a tremendous chiddush, that he'll last. So that's what it means. Asabakir, ahutara afil, right? If the early ripeners are produced, so the late ripeners are permitted as well. Rebbe hitir likach yarok b'motze shvius miyad. Rebbe was very lenient, and he allowed you to buy vegetables immediately following the seventh year. Meaning you didn't have to wait till the eighth year produce would have produced the size that you see in the seventh, potentially the seventh year produce. He allowed it a lot. Why? Because vegetables that were he felt that vegetables that were imported from Chutz La'aretz actually were the majority of that which you found in the shuk in the marketplace. So anyone who's coming to purchase vegetables could assume the one he's buying actually were imported from outside Eretz Yisrael. Now, not all Tanam allow this. Not all Tanam allowed you to import vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael, and that's why not everyone agreed with Rebbe. They were afraid that you could have what we call Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Soil, dirt that comes from Chutz La'aretz is actually Tamei Midrabanan. Because in Chutz La'aretz, people are not careful where they bury people, and maybe you would have actually Tumas Mace. So that we don't want to bring into Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, Rebbe allowed you to import foreign produce, and therefore, since there was so much of it, he would allow immediately in the eighth year he could buy produce, and you have to wait until the eighth year produce could have reached this particular size. Now, that being said, one could ask the question, according to Rebbe, so why do I have to wait for the eighth year? If you're telling me that dominating in the marketplace are imported produce from Chutz La'aretz, so then even during the Shemitah year, I should be able to purchase vegetables without a problem. Nonetheless, the Mefarshim explained that Rebbe would not allow that because that would undermine the entire issue of Svichim, which means if people would be permitted now, you're going to tell now, I'm allowed to purchase seventh year produce in the seventh year, assuming that this is coming from Chutz La'aretz, so then people may plant intentionally in the seventh year and say, oh, this is from Chutz La'aretz, is not a problem. So the whole issue of Svichim would be undermined, and that's why Rebbe would only allow this miyad in the eighth year. Halacha l'maaseh, if you have vegetables that began growing during the Shemitah year and they're picked during that year, during the seventh year, so that's a problem. That's a problem of Svichim. And in addition to that, if you have vegetables that grow during the Shemitah year but they're picked during the eighth year, they're also forbidden. But when, as our Mishnah says, other vegetables that are planted during the eighth year ripen, so then the vegetables began then growing during the Shemitah year, but were picked during the eighth year, so they're not forbidden anymore. And that time period we want to know is usually we assume Hanukkah time. The Hanukkah time of the eighth year and on, all that those vegetables are permitted, and that's actually true. Even if similar vegetables of the eighth year did not ripen. Oh, so this is an additional point, that Hanukkah already is a time where you don't have to worry about, did the eighth year produce, did it reach that size, not reach that size? We assume Hanukkah time already is a cutoff, and I'm permitted to buy produce or vegetables in the eighth year and not worry about them being Shemitah produce. Perek Vav Mishnah, hey. Ein motzien shemen sreifa upero shvius meha'aretz lechutzal ha'aretz. So, we have mentioned the concern of Tumah that we may have. So, the Mishnah here tells us there are certain things you're not permitted to take out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz because of the Tumah that is found in Chutz La'aretz. Now, what are these two things the Mishnah lists? So, the first thing is what we call Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa, we may know from the Mishnayos and by Memalikin. Shemen Sreifa literally means oil that's supposed to be burnt. Oil that's supposed to be burnt refers to Shemen, oil of Truma, Truma that became Tameh, and Truma that became Tameh has to be burnt. Now, Truma that became Tameh, Cohen is not permitted to eat it, to drink it, but he's allowed to get benefit from it, and that's through the Sreifa, meaning as you're burning the Truma, you can use that as light or as heat, you're permitted to get benefit from it. So the Mishnah refers to this particular type of oil, and it has to be burnt. That Truma We give it to the Kohen, he's permitted to derive benefit as it's burning, use it as fuel, whatever it is. And the Mishnah is saying that since all the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael are considered Tameh, you're not allowed to contaminate the Truma by taking it out of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Ha'amim. And the Mishnah says that this is true all the time. And the Mishnah therefore says, you're not allowed to take Shemen Sreifa out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlars. Now, you would have thought, oh, it's Shemen Sreifa. It's already, it's Tameh anyway. No, you're not allowed to bring it out. You can't assume that since it's Tameh, I can't bring it out because it's still, nonetheless, we treat it as Truma, and we can't give it this extra Tuma of Tumas Mace. The reason for this is that we actually want to equate Truma to Kachim, to Karbanos. Karbanos, we're very strict as well. Karbanos, we have to make sure that even if I have disqualified Karbanos, that nonetheless, we have to burn them within the boundaries of where it potentially could have been eaten, which is in Yerushalayim. So the same thing is true when it comes to Truma, right? We have to be careful to eat it in Eretz Yisrael, to use it in Eretz Yisrael, not make it Tameh. So even when it is Tameh, I have to make sure that I don't bring it to Chutz La'aretz. Just like I have to be careful when I burn Kodshim, I have to do that also in Yerushalayim. And the next thing is Peros Shvius. According to the Bar Tanura, the reason why it can't bring Peros Shvius to Chutz La'aretz is because of the issue of biur. What does it mean? Biur is when we know when it's the produce is no longer available in the fields for the animals to eat. So then we have to remove it. We have to be mafkir it. So the halacha is that hefker, that biur, has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So halacha specifically based on a pasuk he claims it says it has to be in your land baritzicha. We assume that means Eretz Yisrael. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid claims this has nothing to do with beer. The reason why you can't bring shemitah produce into Chutz La'aretz out to the Eretz Yisrael is to avoid shemitah produce being treated improperly. How so? Well, we have to be careful. We know that you're not allowed to use it as medicine. You're not allowed to give it to animals if it's normally eaten by people. If it's normally cooked, you can't eat it raw. All of these halachos, you're not allowed to destroy shemitah produce. So if you brought it outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's quite possible you're going to be mix it up or be confused with Chutz La'aretz produce, which has none of these qualifications, none of these restrictions, so therefore you shouldn't bring it outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, there is an nafka mina, of course, between the Rav, the Bar Tanura, and the Ravid. According to the Bar Tanura, that the only issue is a concern of biur, so then what if you have produce that's available in the field all the time? So then there is no halacha of biur, so that produce you potentially could bring outside of Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz La'aretz. But according to the Ravid, that the concern is that I'm going to abuse the Shemitah produce, so that would be prohibited regardless of whether it's found in the field all the time, regardless of whether biur applies to it or not. Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferosh Shemotzian Asuria, Ve'ein Motzian L'Chutz La'aretz. I heard explicitly allowed to take Shemitah produce into Syria, just not into Chutz La'aretz. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon comes to dispute that which the Tanna Kamma holds and that which we learned earlier as well. He claims that Syria, as we discussed Syria as before, Syria actually has the status, complete status of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he says that since Syria is a place where a person can carry out the mitzvah of biur, and it's a place where you can burn a truma that became tameh shemen sreifa, so there's no problem with bringing this the shemitah produce into Chutz La'aretz. Additionally, since there are several halachos of shemitah that apply to Syria, it has a quasi status of Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to worry that you're going to be careless, you're going to abuse the shemitah produce, so therefore you're allowed to bring it to Syria. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. We treat Syria like Eretz Yisrael, and you can bring Shemen Sreifa there, and you can bring Peros Shvius there. Syria is treated like Eretz Yisrael. Ah, but ve'en motzi in lechutz laretz. The only place you can't to bring it is chutz laretz. So certain halacha lemaisa things we should keep in mind is that based on this mission, now they take shmita produce out of Eretz Yisrael, but there are those who claim that in shas adchak, extenuating circumstances, let's say you need food, a person's taking a trip, he lives in Israel, and he needs food for his trip. So then, there are those who claim that you're allowed to take the produce out. Esrogim, let's say, Shemitah Esrogim, should not be exported from Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, let's say if people wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah otherwise without getting Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael, so then it would be permitted. But if you purchase such an Esrog, you have to eat it immediately after Sukkot. There are other halachos about what to do with that Esrog as well. Shemitah produce that were exported from Eretz Yisrael, meaning you violated this halacha, so they are allowed to be eaten in the country wherever they were exported. But obviously have to be treated with proper Kedusha Shvius. And lastly, when the time of beer comes for fruit, for produce that was taken out of Eretz Yisrael, you can do the beer anywhere. You don't have to do the beer in Eretz Yisrael. You can even do the beer in Chutz La'aretz.